From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. We are, as usual, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. The New York-based cabaret punk band known as the World Inferno Friendship Society has recently released their seventh album. It's called All Borders Are Porous to Cats. And on it, the band, led by the improbably named Jack Terrycloth, plays an improbably catchy blend of border-free music. And today, they're going to play some of that music for us. Beginning with a piece called Bad Penny Blue, here is World Inferno Friendship Society.
Turns out of all ages, rolling on the street, don't turn it down, don't invade it. New search, yet the distance between moving objects and the sin. When is it? I am the singing of tomato with bellows in my chest. The phone and the exploding because you're careless. Alone or static, a soul bouquet. The bad penny blue. And once and don't bring up a pattern. Motivated by the stew and waiting for shit to happen. Bitterness, corrupt, we split it off, we let it go. Oh, background, it comes and folds in, and then you. I am a singing automator, bellows in my chest. The experiment exploding because I'm careless. Alone, aesthetic, a soul bouquet. Bad penny, blue penny, bad, bad break. It's a joke I cannot tell to anyone. It gives me a crooked grin and tail to know it's some. Only simple folks and death or love affair. Unrest, aversion, and bliss everywhere. We are the singing automata with bellows in our chest. Burn and exploding because you're careless. Alone, aesthetic, a soul bouquet. Bad penny, blue penny, bad, bad. I am the singing automata with bellows in my chest.
Everybody okay over there?
Yes, my gesticulating always gets in the way. I'm Italian, we do this.
That is the band, the World Inferno Friendship Society, with a song called Bad Penny Blue, which is from their new album, All Borders Are Porous to Cats. And a few cats in the studio today. Jack Terrycloth, of course, on vocals. Going around from left to right, Matt Dallow on keyboards, on violin, it's Jeffrey Young. The horns, the trumpet is played by Rafael Calderon, and Aaron Hummus playing the saxophone. On guitar, Johnny Z. On bass, Gina Marie Rodriguez. And behind our drum kit is Felipe Torres. Jack, to you and the band, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, aside from smacking Aaron's mic halfway through that song, that went pretty well.
Didn't lose any teeth, did you?
The title of the new album, All Borders Are Porous to Cats, you know, in 2020, to put the word border anywhere becomes a political gesture, whether you intended it that way or not.
Well, I'm sure we intended it that way.
Okay. Super intended. So, as with many of your records and many of your songs, there's a lot of storytelling happening here. Is it set within a kind of a political context?
It's about a cat who comes from Mexico and can't get back to Mexico because Mexico's closed their borders.
So Mexico has closed the border.
To cats, yes.
To cats. Okay. And this cat wears a hat.
He's a giant talking cat.
But he's not that cat in the hat.
Not that I know of, but he definitely ripped him off a lot.
And is it true that there's a companion book to this record?
Let's just say yes.
Okay.
No. Actually, this is the first I've heard of it.
Really?
I think it might be in our press kit, which
it
I didn't
is in
write.
Your press kit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had seen neither hide nor hair of it, which is why I felt I needed to ask.
I'm working on it. I'm busy. Come on. Yeah. I got to travel around the country with these kids all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a strong kind of Weimar Republic vibe to a lot of your music. You actually name check the Weimar Republic in
That's
one of
true,
your earlier
true.
Songs. And although we only know this, of course, in retrospect, the Weimar Republic was people kind of dancing on the edge of an abyss.
Which we are all doing right now.
Okay, so...
And also Kurt Weill was my favorite composer, or is my favorite composer.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, he started, you know, Three Penny Opera
yes.
and Mahogany and all that stuff before coming here to the States. And that combination of, like, music and politics because of the work with Bertolt Brecht.
Of course.
So is that... How did you get into that?
I had done the punk rock thing for many, many years, and I didn't want to hear guitars anymore because I was working at a crappy music bar every damn night. People played TVI over and over and over again. So I wanted
the
to do
Iggy
something.
Pop song. Yeah.
I wanted to do something with the aggression and political input of punk rock that didn't sound punk rock.
Uh huh. And was it? Did the songwriting change when you were suddenly writing for horns and keys and stuff like that?
It did, yeah. I mean, a lot more input. We redo write all the songs mostly together.
Okay.
I mean, some people come in with us with things and other things, but it really is a group effort. We just can't stand to be away from each other. It's a separation anxiety.
Well, now you guys have just finished a tour through various parts of the country.
It's true.
But you are also planning a performance actually at a new venue in Ridgewood, Queens called TVI.
Oh, that might be why I thought of it.
And,
and you can do it there, Johnny Z. I got on TV. You. Go ahead, play.
So you're not that sick of electric guitars and...
Well, it does take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
Amplifiers and everything, but you know.
But the thing of this concert coming up at TVI is it's on April 30th. And what is the significance of
it's
that
date? It's Walpurgisnacht. It's the midpoint between Halloween and the other Halloween.
Right.
Previous year or something.
Which
it's when witches fly through the air naked with giant talking cats. From the Master and Margarita.
Yes, very. I was going to say, very Master and Margarita-ish. And, of course, Halloween, or Hallowmas, is the big annual
it
event.
It is our New Year's Day, New Year's Eve.
Your Christmas.
Christmas, your birthday is all rolled into one. It's a very good time, and we try and go all out.
And so April 30th will be the next opportunity that people have to see World
Inferno. Unless they want to drop by Ridgewood and wave.
All right. Now, the song you're going to do next is called Three Parts WTF. Is this song actually in three parts?
Oh, interesting. Yes, John, it is. It's three parts.
Yeah, at least three parts.
What the fuck?
I think it's more that Jack is God in three parts.
All right, well.
I also come unassembled in three parts. It's much easier in the van. They just take me apart, load me in with the gear in the back, and then we get to the show and they put me back together. Everyone, yes. Where the fuck are we? What lousy burg are we playing this
See
evening?
What happens when we are freed of FCC restrictions? It's just all hell breaks loose here in the studio. All right, let's hear the piece. The new album from World Inferno Friendship Society is called All Borders Are Porous to Cats. This song is called Three Parts WTF.
Transparent ardor is not what I'm looking for. Now I'm sitting
be careful. Just look into your heart. Come, bring the bell.
Cash.
I wasn't there. Come to the station. Please bring the bell.
Tell.
That I'd left in your boyfriend's car. I never missed the car. Sometimes I think of you at inappropriate times and how I wish that you were there. Do the station. Again. I know why the cage dog howls. It howls and howls and howls.
Once again, World Inferno Friendship Society. Can a guy get a word in edgewise, please, on his own show? World Inferno Friendship Society, live here in our studio with three parts WTF. That is on the new record. All borders are porous to cats. So what happens to our protagonist cat in this tale? Does he make it back to Mexico?
He does not. He stays in Texas and learns to live with it.
Okay. So it's a tragedy then, tragicomedy.
I like to think that he finds peace at the end of it.
Now, there are some very kind of specific images in a lot of the song, you know, leaving cassettes in the car and things like that. Are these ripped from the Jack Terry cloth headlines? I mean, is this like stuff that you've done?
I have done a lot of stuff, John. But, and I would like to do a lot more.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it does seem like, you know, as I say, the devil is in the details, and it's very detailed songwriting, and so we get these kind of, they're songs, but they're also kind of short stories, or they're character studies.
That's true.
So is that how the writing process starts for you?
Yeah, I mean, once you've been writing songs for about, say, 10 years, you're done saying things about yourself, and really, who cares about how I feel about anything? So started writing character sketches and exploring how other people feel, which has made me a more well-rounded person.
Give or take.
Can I get a show of hands from the band? On
oh, yeah. At least the drummer's got my back. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking right at you, buddy.
When you started the band, what was the thinking with the name is it's World Inferno Friendship Society with a, you know, the slash between
it's
world
true.
And inferno, as if you're giving us a choice.
I am giving you a choice. I'm giving everyone here and listening audience a choice. It's from a Polish science fiction novel, which was part of a trilogy, but only the second book had been translated into English. You're going to ask me the name of the book, and I totally don't remember what it was.
Was it Stanislaw Lem?
That sounds like it.
Well, that wouldn't be the name, but that's...
No, I think that's the author.
The author, yeah.
I guess the and in his book, you know, there's like a Czech United States Friendship Society or United States Korea Friendship Society, where we exchange ideas with. Mm. So the idea is exchange of ideas between Earth and Hades.
Wow.
So, since we're all going to go there eventually, we might as well make some contacts.
Okay. So I take it then you're a big reader, because one of your other songs from one of the earlier albums suggests that we canonize the author Philip K. Dick.
I do read an awful lot, and I am a science fiction nerd. Going to wave the drummer again.
Because that's what sci-fi nerds do, is they wave to drummers, or because...
No, they gather a bunch of hapless musicians, carry them around the world. It's good work if you can get it.
So All Borders or Porous to Catch is now the seventh record by this band. It has been a kind of fluid lineup over the years.
It is extremely... I know every band with more than two people nowadays call themselves collectives, but we are actually a collective.
So what's the biggest the band gets? Probably a Halloween show, I would think.
It's gotten up to 14 people at points, but I think we've got a pretty steady lineup at the moment. Mm-hmm. No one's planning on going anywhere. Show of hands. Oh, Caldrone. Oh.
Yeah, you're
right. Barely here to begin with. So getting back to the sort of political subtext of this record, the title of this next piece is Freedom is a Wilderness Made for You and Me. I'm just wondering what kind of story or character sketch provoked that title.
This one actually might be personal, or for the giant talking cat, I mean. It's just when you realize you're all in. No more day jobs, just touring, and it's terrifying, of course. But it's about being all in.
All right. The band is all in. Let's hear them in a live performance once again here in our New Sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. It's the World Inferno Friendship Society.
Who would have thought I wouldn't be around to be accountable? I never planned to be around to explain.
Who would have thought
dreams are wilderness made for you?
Thank you. got through that.
The World Inferno Friendship Society, live here in our studio. The song is called Freedom is a Wilderness Made for You and Me. Titles have gotten really long on
this. I think this one is Little Poems.
So the Nightmares title is like, you know, two sentences long.
All I can do to help you with your nightmares is to keep you up late.
Yeah.
Jack's a closet Fiona Apple fan. Wanted to pay tribute appropriately.
Right.
Fiona Apple, of course. That one video she did where she, never mind.
Well, that was that one album with the 90-word long title. You mentioned this is a collective. It's a society of friends who get together to make music. Is it a live band mostly, despite all the work that goes into the records?
The live shows are very, very fun. Definitely gets me out of the house.
Well, you know, we're streaming this live on Facebook and YouTube, and one of our YouTube followers from Russia is asking if you would come and play in Russia.
We're
so you have an invitation.
We're actually working on that right now, aren't we?
Really?
But how many times have we been rejected at that border?
Yes. That's actually happened as well.
Borders are not porous to those kinds of cats. Yes.
And they don't even have to tell you why. They're just like, yet.
No.
Well, I mean, doesn't that happen at our border too?
See.
Yeah, absolutely. So April 30th, you guys are playing at TVI, the band World Inferno Friendship Society playing at TVI in Ridgewood, Queens to celebrate the Half Hallow Mass,
Walpurgis Night. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you did go to Russia, I mean, that's Bulgakov country,
I know,
Master and Margarita country.
We're planning to go there, but also planning alternate week.
Right.
Go back and play the same squat in Germany for a week.
Okay. Jack Terrycloth, the founder and the steady presence in this band.
Not steady right now.
consistent presence in the band, let's say.
I am consistent. Consistently unsteady.
I am so glad that you were able to bring the ensemble, the society, here into our studio today. Thank you all so much.
No, thank you for inviting us.
Thank you,
if we weren't here, I'd probably be listening to you on the radio.
Well done. All right. This is Soundcheck.
Speaks of conviction demands belief speaks of the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set your house on fire. Look out, your house is on fire. To escape the fire, you must be quick. This requires clarity.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.